I hear what your mother tells me, but somehow I do not quite catch the import of her teachings, as I believe that her ideas are more or less the result of her training on Earth and have no actual foundation for a belief in the help of the Holy Spirit to rest upon. But as I see the wonderful change in your wife and father, I cannot but think that there must be something more than my own efforts at elevating myself and is necessary to my rising out of my present condition. So I am thinking deeply on the subject. Your grandmother has also told me of the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit in her case, as well as in that of very many other spirits who were in my condition when they first came to the spirit world, and it all makes me think that there is something in this wonderful, the Paget Messages 1914, transformation of these spirits beyond what I have ever thought of. I will try to learn what it is if I possibly can, so if you can help me in any way, please do so, for I do not want to remain in this state if there is any way for me to progress out of it. You seem to be in great favor with some spirits who have told me that they were benefited by you, and hence, I say, if you can help me do so. I have had a spirit come to me who said he was Jesus, but I did not believe him even though he was of a most exceeding brightness and loveliness. I do not believe in his being Jesus even though your mother told me that he was. But until I can see that he is the true Jesus, I do not care to listen to him, for I have never believed that Jesus is any more than man or that he can save anyone from sin or error. Yet as he seems so good and lovely, I sometimes think that maybe I am all wrong and that he is, in truth, what he claims to be. I will, in future, listen more to him, and if he can show me the way to higher things as your mother claims he can, I will let his teachings linger in my thoughts for consideration. I am not very happy, as I have told you, but I am studying the laws of the spirit world and find them very interesting to my peculiar make of mind. I find that you can sense my thoughts and write them as you are now doing, but when you are not in a condition you cannot hear what I say, or I cannot cause you to move the pencil in conformity with what I desire you to write. Why this is, I am not yet able to determine, but I am told by those who have given a longer investigation to the subject, that you have certain qualities that must respond to certain qualities that I have, and if they do not, then there can be no communication. What these qualities are I do not know, only that they do exist and that the more perfect they are the more successful the writing of them with mine. You call it rapport, but that is not exactly the whole meaning of the condition, for some people seem to have these qualities and yet between them and the spirit there is not any rapport or condition of love or sympathy or what else that may be understood in the term. So you see, we do not exactly know just what is necessary to establish this junction of powers or qualities. I am trying to discover, if possible, what this is. You seem to have these qualities to a very large extent, and I find no difficulty in coming with a condition that enables me to freely express and you to receive what I wish to communicate. I will inform you of my efforts, just as soon as I am able to discover the real secret of this condition that exists. You are writing what I really express to you. There is no such thing as the subconscious mind. The only mind that you have is the one that enables you to express what you really know of your own thoughts, which do not depend upon what others may infuse into your brain as I am doing now, but which have their origination in your brain and which do not result from exterior minds. What is called the subconscious mind is merely an imaginary thing used by the scientists to denote that which they have no better name to call it by. It is not a part of yourself or your brain, but only the image that these wise men use for what they are not able to explain. So do not think that when something comes to your consciousness, that you cannot account for, that it is the subconscious self that produces it. It is not. There are only two sources of thought, one that arises from your own brain and the other that comes to you from outside minds as consciousness, which is that condition of being that enables you to feel or know that certain things exist either as actualities or as mere ideas, which so far as you know have no real existences. Consciousness is a realization of being nothing that does not exist or is capable of expressing itself in consciousness. Mere dreams are not really things that lie in consciousness, for they do not always have an existence, they are only shadows of what might have an existence. So you see, consciousness is not anything else than the evidence of what exists and of what your brain feels or knows. Do not think that I can tell you everything that you may want to know, for I cannot. I am only a student as you are, but of course I am an older one and am in a position to possibly learn more than you. You must not think that memory is an evidence of any subconsciousness, because it is just as much of the faculty of the brain as any other part of it that shows its operations. Memory is not separate or distinct from the brain. It is merely that portion which keeps in full existence knowledge or experiences already gained. Memory creates nothing new, and when you recall things that you once knew and have forgotten, memory only supplies those things from its storehouse which you put there to have filled. So let not the thoughts that memory is anything other than a part of the brain. No subconscious self is involved in memory, but memory is its own self and is only a part of the brain, as I have said. 23. The Paget Messages, 1914. There is no middle ground between the brain as a generator or instrument of producing thought and the minds of spirits or others who supply independent thoughts, even though sometimes the wise men thought that such thoughts are of their own creation. You seem to be very much interested in this matter, and I will give more attention to its study and try to learn the operation of the thoughts of spirits upon the brains of mortals. No laws that I am acquainted with show that a thought is other than the emanation of what passes through a man's brain and what spirits put into it. I mean that thoughts are not the result of anything but that which arises from the observations of the five senses of a man, or from what is suggested by spirits. I have not made myself very clear. I know, but sometime I will write you more fully and clearly on this subject. I am engaged in studying the laws of spiritual life and its connection with the earth life. I do not yet know just what that connection is, but I believe that I will very soon. I am sure that you will be much benefited if you will let me tell you occasionally just what your relation as a human is to yourself when you come over here. I do not know that I am very different from what I was on earth, except that I am no longer suffering from the limitations which the body placed on me. My mind is just the same, and my ideas of life are nearly the same, except that I see that material things are not of very much importance to a man even when he is on earth. You may do everything possible to accumulate and enjoy these things, but in a moment you are without them, except as your earthly desires and cravings for them may cause you to believe, even after you are here, that they are still with you. This is the one great thing that prevents spirits from progressing to higher things. I never cared much for these material things. Yet I find that even the little desires that I had to possess them have held me from progressing to a plane where I am informed intellect rules supreme, and when great minds exchange thoughts of moment to both spirit and earth life. Yes, sometimes he is in the third, spirit, sphere, and is a very happy spirit and is much engaged in his studies of spiritual things. He should be able to tell you a great deal about these things if you give him the opportunity. Yes, I see Mrs. Riddle and Bert very often. They are not very happy because they think that the spirit life is not what it should be. They do not realize that they are altogether in the spirit, but have an idea that they are still a part of the earth, and consequently, as they cannot take 24, any part in earthly affairs, they are not so happy. Your mother has been talking to them a great deal lately and trying to teach them of the spiritual things that she so believes in, but I doubt if they are very much impressed. No, I cannot help them, for I do not believe in such things as I told you. I will try to do as you say, but it will be hard for me to believe that prayer is anything more than the mere expression of a desire and reaches no higher than a man's own mind and wishes. I will do as you suggest, and if you are right I shall not fail to give it all my earnest and deepest efforts. If you are right I shall never know how to thank you, but you will know just as soon as I know. But in the meantime do not let the thought that I am not doing all that I can to make a better man of myself enter into your mind, for I am. I will pray with you as you say. I commence to see what you mean, and it seems to me that there is some true philosophy in what you say. I want to get everything that any of God's children may have, and if what you tell me is the only way to get this wonderful happiness, I will try, even though my doubts are now mountains high. I will pray with you tonight and try to believe with all my mind and soul. Yes, I will give my attention to them also, and if they tell me what they actually know I will get the happiness which they have, so do what you think is best for me and I will try to have the faith that you speak of. Yes, Your father is very different in his appearance, and I wondered what caused it and thought that maybe some peculiar condition of his spiritual body had been created by something which he had learned from his wife or mother-in-law. But I now see that it must have been caused by some other powers of influence, and I want it to, if it is for me. Yes, I see that you are very much interested in not only myself but in them, and I will try my best to obtain what you tell me of, so that I may help them as you say. I know that I was not given to spiritual things on earth, but I did not see the necessity of being so, for I thought that when I died I would not need anything but my own help to live a life of comparative happiness. But if you are right, I will soon know the difference, for I shall do as you say. I will pray and ask God to give me faith to believe that He is my Savior from sin. Yes, I see that there must be something in it, they are all claiming to have the love, but myself, so I must be wrong and they right. You are right, let me think of what you have told me and I will soon know if I am to be like the rest of the band. The Paget Messages 1914. Yes, I know that you loved me even when on earth, and that thought has helped me to believe that what you tell me to believe, and that what you tell me now is the outgrowth of your love. I am so glad that I have you to think of me and show me the way, and now I will say good night. Your one-time friend, A. G. Riddle. I am here, Helen. You certainly did make an impression on Mr. Riddle, for he is now trying to pray as you suggested to him to do. But you must not let your love for him keep you from feeling that we all want you to pray for us also, for you seem to have such faith that we wonder at you. Question: No, not that, but we need your prayers too, so do not forget us. I am not one bit selfish in the matter, but I want you to help me too. I do not know, but it seems to be so. Whenever you talk to these spirits, who will not believe us, they listen to you and soon commence to pray to God for forgiveness and love. We do not understand it any more than you do, but it is so, and your grandmother says that your faith must be very great that you should have such influence with the lost spirits. She says that she does not understand herself, and that if you continue you will do so much good that your reward here will be especially great. God seems to listen to your prayers for these spirits, and we are all amazed at it. But let me say that you must also pray for yourself, for you also need the love of God in your heart to a greater degree in order to be at one with the Father. You should not doubt this, for it is true. As I said, we do not understand, but someday we may. So believe me when I say that as we write to you and tell you only what we know to be true. God seems to hold you in His care to such a degree that no one can now turn you from His love. Only do not let the thought that He is not your loving Father keep you from praying for yourself. I am tired and must stop. I lost my strength when I tried to tell you what she was doing. I will tell you tomorrow night in full. With all my love, Helen. December 17, 1914. I am here, Jesus. I have come to write to you my first, formal, message, and you are too weak to take it, but I will come again when you are stronger. You are not in a condition for me to tell 25, you of what I have to write, because you are too much worried by what you think of your earthly affairs. So I want you to let these things pass from you entirely, as I cannot give you the thoughts that I desire you to write, until you are wholly free from your earth cares. Be more faithful and you will be more in condition to do as I desire. I will not come again until you are free from these worries, for you are not in a condition to receive what I wish to write while these worries exist. Question: Yes, I know, but you have not succeeded, as I can see the condition of your mind and know that you are too much worried by the things that you have been thinking about during the day. You must trust more in the Father. Question: Yes, I do. So let that question rest. Question: Yes, I am that Jesus, and the men you have been reading about were my disciples, and they are now enjoying the reward which their work and faith entitled them to. They are not in the heavens singing psalms or riding on clouds, as some of the alleged Christians of the present and past times believe and teach, but are still working for the salvation of human and spirit souls. They are with me still and are doing the same kind of work as when they were on earth. Question: They did not actually mean that, but spoke only in allegory, and meant that I was in the heavens where they all supposed God to be, but as to my sitting on the right hand of His throne, that is not true. I am in a sphere that is of the highest and closest to the fountainhead of God's love, but I am also working to save mankind from their sins, and bring them in unison with God's love, which is all around men and angels, but not necessarily in or forms a part of them. Only when a soul is filled with this love, can it be said to be in the kingdom of God. So do not think that because God's love is all through and around the world that every man is a partaker of it. I tell you that only the man who has received this love into his soul and lets it fill that soul so that there is no room for anything that tends to defile it, can be said to have received salvation or to be at one with the Father. You are trying to learn the truth in this regard and are progressing to a degree that you will realize what the new birth means, and without this new birth no man can come into the full enjoyment of the Father's love or be supremely happy. Men may, when they come into the spirit world, think that they are happy by reason of a great moral excellence or because of wonderful mental acquirements, but their happiness is not the kind that the love of God, filling a man's soul, will. The Paget Messages 1914. Bring. So let your faith in the one necessary attainment increase, and when you have realized it to the full, you will be very happy and in God's kingdom. I must stop writing now, for you are not in condition to write more. Question: No, I will soon come again, for you will be in condition to receive me. Yes, I will love you with all my heart and let you feel that I am in closer rapport with you and lead you to a greater happiness from now until you can find the more extensive and greater love of the Holy Spirit. It is with you to a large extent now, but not so full as you need. You are very dear to me and I will never forsake you, so rest in that assurance and I know that you will be happier, for no man has ever yet been in condition of unhappiness who has my love as you now have it. Be only my own true follower and I will be with you to the end. Your own dear teacher and friend, Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified but rose again from the dead, as you will rise and live again in the favor and love of the Father. I am here, your grandmother. You are certainly blessed and favored. It was Jesus and he was so loving and gracious that I hardly know what to say. But of this you can rest assured, you will never be without his love and help. He certainly loves you to a degree that is beyond my comprehension. You seem to be so close to him that I wonder at your great fortune. Only believe in his love and he will never forsake you. When he told you that your worries would soon leave you, he knew and you can rest assured that you will soon be rid of them. He is so wonderfully grand and lovely, that I wonder that you could have attracted him to you in the way that you have. Be a true follower and you will soon realize that what he told you will come to pass. He is not only lovely, but he is powerful, enough, to do what he said, and you seem to have his love to a degree that we do not possess. I don't know why, but it is so. And you must believe it to be true. You are my own dear boy and we all love you so very much, that when you are given so much love of the Master, we all rejoice and thank God. Yes. He was the real Jesus and you must not doubt it, for to doubt is to show that you do not love him as you said you wanted to. He will show you by his treatment of you and your happiness in his love that he is the one that was crucified as he said. 26. Be my own true son and believe and everything will be yours for the asking. He can help you beyond all conception, if you will only believe and call upon him for his assistance. I am not going to write more as you are tired. Yes. Wonderful. He, Mr. Riddle, is now seeing that prayer is the only thing that can help him and he is praying and listening to the advice of your mother and father. He is much changed since you wrote him, and I believe that he will soon be able to understand what it is to have the love of God in his soul, so let your prayer go to God for him as we all are doing. Your grandmother, Anne Rollins, December 18, 1914. I am here, Professor Salyards. I am here to tell you of some of my experiences in spirit life and I wish that you would let me speak first of my regeneration and birth into the higher sphere where I am now living. Your mother is the chief cause of my progression as she first showed me the way to the love of God. I was, as you may know, not a very spiritual man when on earth, but thought that man only needed a great intellect in order to enjoy the great blessings of the spirit life. I was not what might be called a great sinner as I lived a tolerably good moral life as you may know from your experiences with me while you were at school under my instructions, but I had no idea that something more than mere intellectual acquirements were needed in order to enjoy the happiness which God had provided for His children who were willing to receive all the blessings that His love and favor had in store for them. Well, after I ascended to the spirit life, I found that my intellectual and moral qualifications did not make me very happy, although I enjoyed comparative happiness in the pursuit of knowledge and the investigation of those intellectual questions that appealed to my higher desires. I soon commenced to see that I had something more to acquire than mere knowledge of spiritual laws and things that appealed to the intellect or sympathies which all who are of a practical inclination deem sufficient for self-satisfaction. I began to study these things and have advanced very much in my knowledge of them, and have succeeded in writing a poem which gives me great satisfaction and makes me think that I am really a poet. But not since I have progressed to the higher sphere where love rules and intellect is a mere subordinate medium of true happiness, I find, the Paget Messages 1914, that while my acquirement in the particulars mentioned are desirable and afford much enjoyment and delight to my mind, yet my true happiness is with possession and knowledge that I have the love of God in my soul. So you see, mere intellect or moral qualities are not the important thing for a spirit who wants to enjoy the greatest happiness to possess. Keep this in mind in your earthly life, and when you come over you will find that many things will appear easy to comprehend which otherwise you may have to search for in darkness and doubt. Be sure that your heart is in the right place and you will gain many advantages which I was not blessed with. I am now in the third sphere with your wife and father, and while we are all together in a sense, yet our real condition and place depend upon the extent of God's love which we have in our souls. Your mother first caused me to realize that I was not spiritually enlightened by her beauty of form and countenance and the great love that she seemed to possess, and when she commenced to tell me of the cause of her appearance and love expressing itself so abundantly, I thought that after all I might be mistaken in my ideas that my mind and acquirements were not all that was necessary to enable me to progress to higher things. And I let my thoughts take the form of direct meditation, and I soon realized that she must be correct in what she said. She was so gentle and loving in her manner and speech that I was soon convinced that while my mind was superior to hers in that I had a greater extent of knowledge and superior endowments of things purely intellectual, yet what she possessed was far more necessary to my true happiness, and I commenced to inquire what the secret of her superior appearance and lovely disposition was. Soon she explained to me that only the love of God existing in the soul was the true secret, and that no spirit who had not that love could possibly realize that true happiness. So you see, I am much indebted to her for my present condition. I do not believe that any soul can obtain this happiness unless he lets this love become a part of his very existence. My one desire now is to obtain more of it, and keep on obtaining it, so that I may rise higher and higher until I get as close to the fountainhead of God's love as possible. I will not attempt to tell you what this happiness means, but only say that without it I should still be grasping in the earth plane, seeking mere knowledge and composing verses which you might not think worthy of even a mere versifier. A person who writes poetry. 27. I am now engaged in trying to teach others the way to this love, but I am not yet in a condition of faith and love to do very much good. Your grandmother is a wonderful spirit in love and beauty, and I am so thankful that I have the opportunity to enjoy her companionship and instructions. She is trying very hard to show us the way to a more perfect realization of this love, and when I think that if you had not been a dear pupil of mine I would possibly never have met her. I feel so thankful that you came to my humble school and became very dear to me as you did. If your mother had not known me on earth, she possibly would not have known me here, and I might have yet been in my condition of contentment in the study of merely intellectual things and have remained in that condition indefinitely. But thank God I knew you, and through you, your dear mother. I have met Mr. Riddle, whom, as you know, I made the acquaintance of in life, and I find that he had heretofore been in that condition of self-contentment that I had, before your mother showed me the way to my present home. He is now commencing to see that there is something more than mere intellectual pursuit necessary to his progress too, that which will make him truly happy. He seems to be thinking of what you told him a few nights ago and has told me that you first caused him to think that there was something more in this spirit life than mere study of laws of spiritual communications in which he has been engaged. He seems to think that you have a correct idea of what is necessary to his salvation, and he is praying as you advised him, and is listening to your mother's teachings and love of God which she tells him he must let come into his heart before he can come into perfect peace. He is still thinking thoughts that he is a good man morally and that he does not need any help from God or Jesus, but this belief is narrowing and I believe that ere long he will realize that he is all wrong and must accept the plan which your mother tells him is the only one that can bring him in perfect accord with God's love and make him a new man. I also try to tell him of the truth of this plan and he listens to me with considerable interest and I hope that very soon he will see that we are right and that he must accept it or be left to his present state of unrest and yearning after things that will never come to him. So you see, I am now in my home of peace and love and true happiness. Let me tell you of what I saw when your father left us to go to his home, the Paget Messages 1914, with your wife. He was so uncertain as to whether he really needed the love of God more abundantly in his soul that he asked your mother if he could not have that love and still try to have his earthly desires for things that he loved so on earth, such as dancing and smoking and other things of this nature, and if it was absolutely necessary to let his thoughts turn from these things in order to progress. She told him that it was necessary, as nothing which tended to keep his mind on earth or attract him to that life could possibly exist when his soul should be filled with the love of the Father. He said that it was hard to give up these things as he enjoyed them so much and was only getting ready to have a good time when she told him that he was not to think of them anymore, but to turn his thoughts to more spiritual things and pray to God to fill his soul with love and longings for these higher things. I feel that if she had not thus entreated him that he might still be in the earth plane and while very happy as he had some of God's love in his heart yet not to the extent that made him feel that he had been born again. Your mother is my own dear friend and I love her so much for what she had done for me. And your father is now with your wife in this sphere and is as happy as he can possibly be, until he gets more of this love in his soul. But you must not think that he is as beautiful a spirit as your wife, for he is not and neither am I. She is so earnest in her love and is making such efforts to progress that she will soon leave us, as I believe, for the sphere where your mother is. And when she goes we will miss her so very much as she is so happy and cheerful and full of music and everything that makes our life happy, that while we have our own soul's love and happiness yet we will miss her very much. She is now trying to tell you of her great love for you which is of such a deep nature that we all wonder at times because of its intensity. So you see what a very favored man you are to have such a soulmate as she. My home is in the same sphere with her but not in the same place. Her home is more beautiful than mine, but she comes to me at times and I visit her. My soulmate and I have not yet met though I believe that she is in a higher sphere than mine. She has not yet come to me. Why I know not, but am waiting for her to come to me and then I will be more happy than ever. Soulmates do not meet each other always when we first come into the spirit world. I know this for I have met many spirits who have been here a long time and yet have never yet seen their soulmates. 28. This seems to be the result of something done while on earth, but I do not understand it. I am hoping to soon see mine. I have heard something to that effect, but I have never been able to find mine. Your wife may be right, but if so, she has never told me the way. I will ask her, if she knows, for I want to know if possible. I will write you some of my poems sometimes when we have more time and will also tell you the result of investigation of the spirit life, but not tonight, as I am tired and so are you. I can write you a couplet but do not think it best to do so now as I do not wish to give you a part of a poem and so remove it from its place that you may not fully appreciate the whole. I will try. If you do not love me as I have told you, I cannot write in a very successful way, so that you must first learn to love me more before I attempt to write the poem. I know that you may reason that way, but what I say is true. My poem is one of love to God and love to man and unless you love I cannot write it. I cannot explain more fully now. So only trust me and I will show you in the near future that I am right. Yes, I am really Professor Salyards who is writing and you must believe me or I will feel hurt. Yes, that is it, you seem to know just what is waiting, so I must close for this time. Your old professor and friend, Joseph Salyards. I am here, Helen. You certainly did write a long letter. Professor Salyards is very much interested in you and you must believe that he wrote you, for he did. I was here all the time that he was writing and got very impatient, for I wanted to say something myself. He was telling the truth and you are real mean to have me think that you doubt that I do. So be a good boy and listen to what I have to say. You are not so worried tonight and I am so glad of it, for if you had continued to be so, I fear that you might have become sick. You see that everything is coming all right, just as we told you.